Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says he'll draw up an alternative to his Gaza pullout plan. Yesterday, the Likud party soundly rejected his proposal to evacuate the 7,500 Jewish settlers from the Gaza Strip and the soldiers stationed there. The vote represents a major setback for the Prime Minister. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Jerusalem.
A day after a humiliating rout at the hands of his own party, Prime Minister Sharon told the Likud faction in Parliament that the summer session of the Knesset faces difficult decisions that will shape the future of Israel. Sharon suggested he would modify his plan to pull settlers and soldiers out of the Gaza Strip. He said he seeks to widen his base to pursue his policy of unilateral separation from the Palestinians. Sharon offered no details on possible revisions. Opposition labor leader Shimon Peres was skeptical of what such a modified plan could produce.
To change means to squeeze it, to make it less than it is today. And I must say I'm dissatisfied even with the present plan. I think it's not enough to withdraw from Gaza. We should have also done it together with the Palestinians and start a real peace negotiation.
Peres called for new elections, saying there is a clear majority in Israel that supports a Gaza pullout, and that the outcome of Sunday's referendum reveals that the Likud party is out of step with the nation and thwarting its political will. Political scientist Yaron Ezrahi compared Sharon's party referendum to President Bush polling the Republican Party on whether the U.S. should pull out or remain in Iraq. He says Sharon's gambit was not only ill thought out, it was undemocratic.
This certainly is a very unfortunate development which has complicated the Israeli political process. I think the Prime Minister has lost legitimacy in this process, and it's not clear how he can regain this legitimacy where you have that kind of a fracture in the democratic process.
Public opinion polls show that a majority of Israelis supports a pullout from Gaza. Many believe Israel can no longer justify the costly defense in blood and money of protecting 7,500 settlers in a territory of 1.3 million Palestinians. Sharon is in the peculiar position of knowing the country supports him, but not his own party. Analyst Gerald Steinberg says Sharon can either embrace his Likud or go around it. Steinberg suspects that Sharon, a master of ambiguity, will try to do both.
The bottom line is that this is just the opening round. We're going to see a lot more discussion and debate within Israel on this topic, and my guess is perhaps in 3 months, more likely in 6 months or a year, we're going to come back to more or less the same package, and I think there'll be broader support at that point.
But the plan Sharon is pushing is a unilateral one that leaves the Palestinians out of the frame. Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa said today, now is the time for the international community to take the steps to implement the all-but-shelved roadmap for peace. Shimon Peres says a Gaza pullout should be regarded as part and parcel of the roadmap, which he insists is not yet dead.
No, it's not dead. I would consider the withdrawal from Russia as the first dish of a full dinner.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.